The world is suffering before our eyes, and it's easy to feel helpless and so distant from the struggles of the world in other countries and cities around us. But help is not that far away. Be sure to check out the resources in the episode notes to stay informed and see how and where you can help.
What's up? You are now listening to Americanized, a storytelling podcast where you'll hear from eclectic first and second generation Americans share their stories and real life experiences as children of immigrants.
If you're Black and you're listening to this, would you ever describe yourself as an Oreo? I used to feel like an Oreo, but now I feel like a Ferrero Rocher, and maybe you can too. In this episode, I talk about navigating my personality and transforming from an Oreo to a Ferrero Rocher. So, on this podcast, we navigate our identities a lot. You're either too American or too African or not American enough for your American peers or not African enough for your African family or whichever ethnicity you are from or identify with. It's like you're just never enough. For a while, after hearing how some Black people may be described as an Oreo, I ran with that and never looked back. If you don't know, an Oreo is a Black person who is Black on the outside, but white on the inside. You know what? Let me look at the Urban Dictionary definition of an Oreo. Oh, well, this is actually surprising. According to one Urban Dictionary post, an Oreo is a derogatory term for an African American who is presumed to have rejected the values and traditions of their race and ethnicity, and instead has adopted the norms of dominant European American culture. Now, and it goes on to describe different things deeper into that, but for me, I've always just thought of it as lightly, you know, you're not Black, but you're not white on the outside. It's like you act white or you have white people tendencies, whatever that means, because you don't really fall into the norms of Black culture. I identified as being an Oreo not in a derogatory way. I didn't even know it was used derogatorily. But because of my identity challenges stemming from being a first generation American or a child of immigrant parents, and growing up in predominantly white institutions in a white suburb, and having some white friends and a lot of exposure to white and American culture, of course, living in America, I thought I could also be described as an Oreo. You know, I didn't naturally speak African-American vernacular, and when I did, it was a choice. I didn't adhere to many deemed Black cultural norms, and I felt guilty for that because I love Black culture and I love Black people, and it was like I was Black, but I wasn't Black. And I think the way that I talk also is a part of that. Ironically, my mom makes fun of me for it because she speaks with an accent, so it's like you can't say anything, but she picks on me a lot. Anyway, in college, I dived into Black literature and Black authors and loved James Baldwin and his work and his books. I had a weird, it wasn't a huge obsession, but I was like, James Baldwin is my go-to for Black literature. I didn't dive into everybody, so I was still limited in that regard, but I was trying, you know, I was trying. There's also this card game you probably know. It's called Black Card Revoked. It's a multiple choice card game that asks questions surrounding Black culture, Black history, TV shows, music. And my friend Lee, we were roommates together in college, she actually introduced this game to me. She's Vietnamese. And I played it with her. And this game is very stereotype driven. So, if you know a lot of Black stereotypes, you could play the game and stick in the game long enough. And that's what I did, because I knew a lot of Black stereotypes, being Black myself. And I knew some TV references, but not all. And so that game kind of revokes your black card if, you know, I don't, it was a silly game, not that deep. But games like that really gave me insight as to how much I really know about black culture and how much I can really identify with black Americans, really, because I wasn't entirely a black American. So it's just an interesting dynamic. It's like I'm an American-African instead of an African-American. I came to realize that people are not as black and white as an Oreo is. We have layers. And looking specifically at black people, we have many layers. And in my experience, looking at the kin, us first and second generation black people, us children of immigrants, our layers can be complex. For example, when I'm ever asked the question, "Where are you from?" my answer is not always as simple as just saying a city or a state. But sometimes I do that, depending on who is asking. I reduce it to that because it's easier. But typically my answer is, it has layers to it, you know. I was born here, but my family is from there, and da-da-da-da. It just gets to be funny when you think about identity and a way to make an analogy for your identity. So that's why one day I was thinking about Oreos, because I think I have evolved from that label. One of my favorite chocolate candies is the Ferrero Rocher. Ever since I was a little girl, I loved that candy. When going grocery shopping with my mom, we'd check out, and there would never fail to be rows and rows of candy at checkout. This is where my mom would let us each pick one candy bar. And if I wasn't picking up the M&Ms or the Snickers or the Midnight Milky Way, it was Ferrero Rocher. I indulge in this treat. I'm gonna make it sound like an advertisement now. The nutty, crunchy outside leading to the rich, creamy inner layer all the way down to the hazelnut really does it for me every time, and you get three of those in the pack, so it's like three times you get to experience that. I just wish they had a dark chocolate version. I don't know if they do. But if they do, please let me know so I can eat that. But I just love that candy so much. And one day, I don't know if I was eating it or if I was just thinking about it, but I was like, all the layers are brown, right? There's no color difference. Even if it's the hazelnut part, it's still brown. And I was like, I'm going to graduate from an Oreo to a Ferrero Rocher. And I think a lot of black people who may feel like an Oreo should do that too. Because we have those layers, we're not just a Hershey bar, you know, we have more to us. If we're trying to say that we're white on the inside but our skin is black, then no, because black people who seem different or alternative black people who don't fit all the black stereotypes, we're still black people. The black race is diverse, and if we as a black race cannot recognize that, and we still fit each other in our stereotypical molds, then what can we expect from other races to think or believe of us? If we're stuck in molds, everybody else is going to put us in a mold as well. If all black people are supposed to love, now this is a stereotype, fried chicken, but there's one outlier. You know, my sister is a vegan, and she doesn't eat fried chicken. Whether or not she likes it, she just does not eat it. And there's a community of black vegans out there. And they're not Oreos because they're vegan, because white people are vegans as well. You know, black people can be vegans too. There's like so many things that black people are supposed to like, supposed to do, or supposed to be into. And if you don't, you get looked at sideways for being different. And not that people will call you an Oreo, but you may feel less of a black person because you're not eating fried chicken, or you're not a sneakerhead, or you don't listen to rap music, or you don't know who rappers are, you don't know the lyrics, you can't dance. There are so many things. Like, as serious as it is, it also is something that does make me chuckle, because why are we like this as people? We're just so moldy. We are so moldy, and it. You gotta get rid of that mold. Nobody likes mold. You throw it in the trash. I will just leave it at that, and I'll just say that I'm a Ferrero Rocher black woman who has many brown, chocolatey layers. And to compare black people to chocolate, I don't think it's completely negative, because most people love chocolate. I feel like to say you're an Oreo is a little self-hating, and I do see how it can be derogatory, because you're just taking the diversity outside of blackness and black people by inserting the cream filling, which is white. And that's just not fair to the race of black people and black people who are different or alternative or consider themselves to be nerds or geeks. Like, black people can do anything, and we should not limit ourselves, or the world will limit us. I mean, we're already there, but if we can stop limiting ourselves, I think other people can turn to do the same. It's all about the domino effects in the world, honestly. It's the little things. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope to catch you in the next episode. Peace out.